Welcome back to Nate Timm's Lay of the Land and our Thanksgiving special with my guest, Jerry Apps. I want to focus in here on this last segment of our show today a bit about the guests and kind of what happens after the meal. I can distinctly remember a Thanksgiving that pops into my mind's eye, as they say. This also is a kind of a typical indicator of what was going on in terms of the season. Typically, my father had one sister, and she would be invited with her husband and their children. They only came to our home for this one special meal, and that was Thanksgiving. So I remember they had quite a large car, and that car came into the driveway, and the snow was flying up from in front of the car. There was so much snow on the ground, and it was snowing, and it was like plowing into our yard through the snow. And that's what kind of a day it was. And often now, we don't have that much snow on Thanksgiving Day, but that was really a wintry day, and I distinctly remember that particular day. What about guests for your Thanksgiving, Jerry?
Well, I've got to mention something about the snow. You reminded me of that. One of the interesting things about Thanksgiving back in the day was that it really was the transition from fall to winter, and having snow on Thanksgiving Day was not uncommon, but it did not keep the guests away. I can remember my Aunt Louise and her husband would come, and my Aunt Arvilla and her boys would come, and just as you remember the cars plowing into the snow, but generally, and this happened, I don't know how many times, maybe not as many as I'm remembering, but by the time the noon meal was finished, the snow had begun accumulating 3-4 inches, 5-6 inches. In many years, that was the first major snow of the day. And the kids, my cousins and I, was just great fun to just run outside and sort of celebrate not only Thanksgiving but the coming of the first snow. And it sounds so strange to people today when kids would celebrate the coming of winter with this first snowstorm. But we saw skis and we saw sleds and we saw snowmen and we saw snowball fights and we saw all of that coming together on this Thanksgiving Day when we and the cousins had this big meal and then we're outside just having a grand old time in the snow.
There you go. So I want to say a few things about after the meal. Of course, this would be a time of conversation. Family that perhaps didn't have much chance to visit with each other, because as we have mentioned, the summer was a time of work. Of course, the farm life always was a time of work. From the time that my parents would get up at 4:30 in the morning so they could have the milk ready for the milk hauler at 7, and go till after sunset in the evenings, and then would be exhausted and go to bed probably at 9 o'clock in the evening. So the days were really involved with heavy labor of 7 days a week. So to have the privilege of being able just to sit back after a nice meal and have a leisurely conversation, this is where the family would catch up on probably a lot of things that had happened over the last maybe the last year. And this would be a chance to talk about all those things. And it was a really special time. And then after that, of course, when the guests left, there wasn't a question of do you, you know, take a nap? Do you relax and watch another football game? It was time. That was usually perhaps about 4:30 in the afternoon. And that would mean it's time to go to the barn and do the chores. And so right after the meal, the children might help the mother clean up the table and start washing the dishes if they hadn't already been washed. And the men would probably be on the way to the barn getting ready for the next milking. And I think you have a special story about what your dad wanted to do after the Thanksgiving meal.
Well, this, in fact, it's true yet today. Deer hunting season starts the Saturday before Thanksgiving and continues through Thanksgiving and Saturday and Sunday following. And it's the tradition continues to this day. Well, way back in the 50s, it was that way as well. My dad was a deer hunter. Several of the relatives were not, but we depended on venison as one of our foodstuffs, and my dad was anxious always to get in a couple of hours of deer hunting between the end of the Thanksgiving meal and the time that he had to go out to the barn to do the evening chores. So he would get a couple of hours of hunting in. And by the 50s, we were seeing quite a few deer already in our community. And we had a woods to our north that had some deer in it. And in fact, in the neighborhood in those days, there were no trespassing signs. You could go anywhere. And so he had he took some time off away from the Thanksgiving meal and the relatives to do a couple hours of deer hunting.
Yeah, that's what I... that's a special story I wanted you to get in. My dad was not a deer hunter, and as you rightfully point out, at that point of time, there wasn't that much hunting going on because there weren't that many deer. We're winding down our show, and this may be the last program of a series here. So I want to thank you, Jerry, for being a great guest. I want to thank our listeners that have been with us through the months here. Maybe we'll come back in the future, but thanks a lot for listening, and see you on the land.